So my name is Maddie Andrade, and I'm going to be talking about how to overcome culture expectations in 5 minutes. So that's going to be fun. So this is going to be based on my own experiences coming from a Latin background, growing up in Saudi Arabia, and transitioning from a medical background into finding my way to tech. So as growing up in a Latin community, there's a lot of expectations, and for everyone. You were born, and you're categorized either as a boy or a girl, and with that comes certain expectations. If you're a boy, you like the color blue, and you like to play with tanks and soldiers and trucks. If you're a girl, you like dolls and purses and stuff that I really didn't like when I was a girl. Mix that with cultural norms and expectations from a Latin community. You take those gender roles and you heighten them by 1,000. So that's kind of where I came from. So for men, they had their own gender roles. They had to be proud and strong and the provider for the family and the leader of the pack, kind of. Women are more docile, self-sacrificing. Women had to kind of leave themselves behind, not really have an identity because their family is their identity. When I was growing up, I grew up with two brothers. My sister, I had an older sister, but she's older than me, and we didn't really grow up with each other. But when I was, you know, being a woman, I was reminded every day about being a woman, the way I dressed, the way I acted, and just the way I played. You know, was encouraged to play soccer because I could scrape my knee, and if I scrape my knee, then I won't get married. If I did gymnastics, then my ovaries will get scrambled and I won't have babies. my mom totally understands how biology works and she knows that's not right. but that's how ingrained social norms and social expectations of both genders are within our community. And whenever I wanted to do something, I had to think of, oh, is that feminine? Is that ladylike? I'm right now without a purse, and I can hear my mom in the background saying, "You're not being a lady, where's your purse?" So that's one of the reasons when I was growing up is why I thought, why is the chromosome prize? Because with my brothers, boys will be boys. They didn't have to think about where their position was. They'll find their careers, and they're not limited. Search around, find yourself. Just don't worry about it. It'll come. Family will come. A wife will come. Children will come. But for me, it's, yes, find a career, be independent. But keep in mind, you're a woman. You need kids, you need to reproduce, you have a husband, you have expectations, and you need to follow these guidelines. So have your career needs to be something that's more gender friendly. Be a nurse, be a dentist, be a physician assistant. So that's kind of the path that I went down. I started University of Michigan with the thought I was going to be a dentist, following my mom's footsteps. After that, I kind of transitioned and kind of wanted to go steer away a little bit and went into physician assistant. On my way to fulfill credits for that program, I became an EMT. And during my EMT program, I found Girl Develop It. And that when I saw Girl Develop It, I was like, wow, I remember that time in university, studying in the ugly with my computer science friends and how frustrated they were and solving an issue and C++ was the worst thing in the world. And I thought, that's cool. Like, I kind of want to do that. But it wasn't okay. I had my path, I had to follow that, and I kind of steered away from that. But while I was in the EMT and Girl Develop came along, I was like, well, let's just put myself out there. So I started small. I actually went to the first Girl Develop It class that they presented with HTML and CSS, led by Brianna, and it was the most awesome experience that I had, and that's where I started. I started small, and that's my advice to other people. Start small, ask questions, go up to strangers and be like, hey, Julie, let me ask you some questions, and how should I get involved, and ask small, dumb questions. They're not dumb. That's how you get started, and that's where you find, ultimately, support. And support's a big thing, especially when you're trying to drown out the noise of your own culture expectations and that voice that's saying, that's not feminine, you're going to scrape your knee, no one's going to marry you. You just have to start somewhere. And that's, you know, in short, my advice. Start small, put yourself out there, That's how I got started with Girl Develop It. Thank you, Julie. That's how I started working at Nutshell. Thank you, Andy, if he's still here. but in short, that's all I have for now. My name is Maddie, and that's it.